The De Chen Mon Lam. The Prayer of Aspiration to Reach the Very Pure Realm of Dewa Chen by the scholar saint Raga Asya Karma Chagme. Introduction by Karma Chagme. Om Amidewa Khrihi. This is the treasure of the doctrine that brings joy to Chagme. I have written this with my own hand, thinking it might have some benefit by making many people happy. If someone would like to read this book without copying it, then they can borrow it. There is nothing more beneficial than this text. There are no instructions more profound than these. It is the root of my dharma. Do not treat it carelessly, but practice it diligently. This text is written in the style of a sutra, and so it is permissible to read it without having the authorization. The first description. Wonderful. Away from here in the direction of the setting sun, beyond a multitude of numberless worlds, and slightly elevated above the noble land of the Buddha, is the very pure realm of Dewa Chen. Although it cannot be seen by my physical eye, it is bright and shining in my mind's clear perception. There, at that place, is the perfect Buddha Amitabha, who is radiant and majestic with the colour of a ruby-red lotus. On his head is the raised dome, on his feet the wheel symbols, and he is adorned with the rest of the 32 auspicious signs and the 80 minor marks. He has one face and two hands resting in his lap for meditation, while supporting a begging bowl. Wearing the 3 Dharma robes, he sits in the lotus posture upon a moon cushion, on top of a 1,000-petaled lotus. He sits with his back resting against the Bodhi tree, and from afar he looks at me with his compassionate eyes. On his right is the Bodhisattva Chenrezig, who is white in colour and holds a white lotus in his left hand. On his left is the Bodhisattva Vajrapani, who is blue in colour and holds a lotus with a vajra on it in his left hand. With their right hands, they both show me the gesture of giving protection. These 3 main figures are like Mount Meru, the king of mountains. Seated, they are vivid, distinct and brilliant with their retinue of a vast multitude of bodhisattvas who are fully ordained monks. All are golden yellow in colour and are adorned with the auspicious signs and marks. Wearing the 3 Dharma robes, their radiant yellow is pervasive. For reverent and devoted salutation, it makes no difference if the object is near or far. And so, with my body, speech and mind, I reverently make obeisance. Dharmakaya, limitless light, master of the family, emanates Chenrezi from rays of light coming from his right hand. And from this figure, a vast multitude of Chenrezis arise as further emanations. Tara emanates from rays of light coming from his left hand. And from this figure, a vast multitude of Taras arise as further emanations. Padmasambhava emanates from rays of light coming from his heart. And from this figure, a vast multitude of Padmasambhavas arise as further emanations. Obeisance to you, Dharmakaya Amitabha. During the 6 periods of the day and night, with your Buddha's eye, you are continuously looking on all sentient beings with compassion. Whatever thoughts and recollections arise in the minds of all beings, they are always fully known by your mind. Whatever words are spoken by all sentient beings, they are always heard by your ear, distinctly and unmixed. Obeisance to you, omniscient Amitabha. With the sole exception of those who have abandoned the Dharma and who have committed one of the 5 unlimited sins, whoever prays to you with faith will attain their aspiration to be born in Dewa Chen. You will come in the period following their death and guide them to that realm. Thus it is said in the Sutra, obeisance to Amitabha, our guide. For the duration of your lifespan of numberless eons, you will not pass into nirvana, and now, at this time, you remain clearly manifest. If we pray to you with one-pointed devotion, then, excepting only for the maturation of life-ending karma, we will gain a lifespan of 100 years, and all causes of untimely death will be averted. Thus it is said in the Sutra, obeisance to our benefactor, Amitayus. Compared with making a gift of countless worlds full of vast infinitudes of gems, if on hearing of Dewa Chen and the name of Amitabha, one should feel faith and hold one's hands in reverence, then the merit of this would be greater. Thus the Sutra says, therefore we make reverent obeisance to you, Amitabha. Whoever hears the name of Amitabha, and from the genuine depths of their heart has faith arise just once without hypocrisy, will never depart from the path to Buddhahood. Obeisance to our benefactor, Amitabha. If anyone should hear the name of Buddha Amitabha, then, until enlightenment is gained, they will never be born as a woman. Born only in good families, in all their lives they will maintain very pure morality. Obeisance to happily gone Amitabha. Offerings. Our bodies, wealth, and virtues, along with whatever material offerings we actually possess, and those conjured up in our minds, such as the auspicious symbols, the 7 precious items, the billions of primordial worlds, each with the 4 continents, Mount Meru, and the sun and moon, all in countless numbers, together with all the wealth of gods, nagas, and men, all this we conceive in our minds and offer to Amitabha. In order to benefit us, please accept this offering with your compassion. Confession. Thinking principally of my own father and mother, I and all beings from beginningless time up until now have killed, taken what was not given, and misbehaved sexually. These 3 sins of the body we humbly confess and request forgiveness. We have told lies, spread calumny, used rough speech and idle talk. These 4 sins of speech we humbly confess and request forgiveness. We have been covetous, have borne ill will, and held wrong views. These 3 sins of the mind we humbly confess and request forgiveness. Patricide, matricide, killing a Dharma teacher, or one who is vanquished, and carrying out harmful intention towards the body of a Buddha, the karma accumulated from these 5 unlimited sins, we humbly confess and request forgiveness. Killing a fully ordained monk or a novice, taking the virginity of a nun, destroying statues, stupas, temples, and so on. These sins which we have done, that are similar to the limitless sins, we humbly confess and request forgiveness. We have taken the 3 supports of the 3 jewels, temples, and scriptures as our witness when we made promises, and then we have broken our word. The bad karma we have collected by abandoning the Dharma, we humbly confess and request forgiveness. A sin greater than that of killing all the beings of the 3 worlds is to denigrate bodhisattvas. The meaningless great sins that we have collected, we humbly confess and request forgiveness. We hear of the benefits of virtue and the misery of sin, and of the duration of suffering in the hells, but we do not believe this and think that it is only talk. This bad karma, worse than the 5 unlimited sins, this bad karma we have collected, which is so difficult to clear, we humbly confess and request forgiveness. The 4 defeats, the 13 remainders, the downfalls, the confessable and the misdemeanors, these 5 classes of failings in the vows of renunciate morality, we humbly confess and request forgiveness. the four black dharmas, our downfalls in the 18 bodhisattva vows, and our lapses in the bodhisattva training, we humbly confess and request forgiveness. The 14 root downfalls and the 8 major branch falls, these lapses in our tantric oaths, we humbly confess and request forgiveness. And virtuous actions concerning which we may have taken no vows, such as sexual misconduct and drinking alcohol, all these actions which are naturally unwholesome and are generally held to be bad, these sins which we did not know to be sins, we humbly confess and request forgiveness. Even with taking refuge and initiation vows, we did not know how to protect these vows and obligations. All these ways we have fallen short of the holy instructions, we humbly confess and request forgiveness. If the confession is made without repentance, it will not be purifying. Therefore, seeing these previously committed sins to be like poison we have eaten, with shame, fear, and great remorse, we humbly confess and request forgiveness. If from this time on we are forgetful of our vows, we shall not be purified. Therefore, from now on, even if threatened with death, we shall hold to our firm intention not to do any unvirtue. Happily gone, Amitabha, with your bodhisattvas. Please bless our characters with complete purity. Rejoicing at the virtues of others. When hearing of the virtue done by others, if jealous and unvirtuous thoughts are cast out, and from the heart there is happy rejoicing at their good fortune, then a merit equal to theirs will be gained. Thus it is said in the sutra. Therefore we rejoice in whatever virtues have been performed by bodhisattvas and by ordinary people. We rejoice in those who raise the highest thought of gaining unsurpassed enlightenment, and who then greatly benefit sentient beings. Abandoning the 10 unvirtues, and practicing following the following 10 virtues, protecting the lives of others and giving generously, guarding one's morality and speaking truthfully, settling disputes and speaking gently without deception, talking meaningfully and having few desires, cultivating love and compassion and practicing Dharma, we rejoice in all these virtues done by all beings. Requesting Dharma teaching. You who have recently gained perfect Buddhahood abide in all the infinite worlds that lie in the 10 directions. May you soon make a great turning of the wheel of Dharma. We request this of you. With your mind's clairvoyance, may you understand this request. Requesting them not to die. We pray that all you Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, doctrine holders, and spiritual advisers who wish to pass from sorrow will remain here without passing away. Dedication of merit. We dedicate this virtue and all that we have collected in the 3 times to the benefit of all sentient beings moving in samsara. May they all quickly attain the unsurpassable awakening, and thus may the 3 levels of samsara be emptied completely. Directing the merit to help beings. May this virtue mature quickly for myself and all others, so that in this life we are free of the 18 causes of untimely death, and we gain healthy, youthful, and powerful bodies, and inexhaustible wealth like the flow of the Ganges in the summer rains. Being free of the harm of the Maras and enemies, and practicing the excellent Dharma, may all our wishes be in harmony with the Dharma, and all our intentions be accomplished. Greatly accomplishing the welfare of the teachings and of beings, may we have a meaningful human existence. The journey to Dewa Chen. May the emanated form of Buddha Amitabha, surrounded by his retinue of ordained Sangha, appear clearly in front of me and all those connected with me at the very moment of our death. On seeing them, May our minds be joyful, happy, and free of the sorrows of death. May the 8th brother Bodhisattvas miraculously appear in the sky before us and show us the path to Dewa Chen and act as our guides along the way. Cutting our attachment to this world. In the states of woe, the sufferings are unbearable, while the happiness of gods and humans is impermanent. May fear of these places arise in our minds. From beginningless time up until now, we have wandered for so long in samsara. May we feel regret at this. It is possible for a human to be reborn as a human being, but even then, there would be countless experiences of birth, old age, sickness and death. In these degenerate evil times, there are many difficulties. The happiness of gods and men is like food mixed with poison. May we be without even a hair's worth of desire for such births. In similar fashion, food, wealth, and pleasant friends are impermanent and illusory like a dream. May we be without even a hair's worth of longing for them. Our country, province, and home are no more than our house in the land of dreams. We must know them to be devoid of reality. As one who is freed from a most terrible prison, may we escape to the realm of Dewa Chen from this ocean of samsara, which offers no liberation, without a backward look. Coming to Dewa Chen, cutting all the thralls of desire and attraction, like a vulture freed from a snare, may we traverse the western sky across countless worlds and arrive in an instant in Dewa Chen. Here is Buddha Amitabha sitting before us, and we see his actual face. May all our obscurations be purified. The best of the four ways of birth is magically within the heart of a lotus flower. May we be born in this way. With our bodies fully formed, in an instant may these bodies display the auspicious marks and signs. Due to the hesitancy of doubting that one would be born there, for a period of full 500 years, one will have happiness and all comforts within the lotus, and hear the speech of Amitabha. However, the mouth of the flower will not open, and so there is the defect of the delay in seeing the Buddha's face. May we not have that experience. May the flower open immediately at birth, so that we see the face of Amitabha. Our activities in Dewa Chen. Miraculously, and by the power of our merit, inconceivable clouds of offerings arise from the palms of our hands, so that we may offer them to the Buddha and his retinue. At that time, may the Tathagata extend his right hand and place it on our heads. May we receive his prediction of our enlightenment. Hearing the profound and vast Dharma, may our minds be ripened and liberated. May Chenrezig and Vajrapani, the two foremost bodhisattvas, give us blessing and hold us as disciples. Each day, when countless Buddhas and bodhisattvas of the 10 directions come to make offerings to Amitabha and to see his realm, may we serve them all and receive the liberating elixir of the Dharma. Miraculously unimpeded, may we go in the morning to the realms named joyous, glorious, perfect action, and densely arrayed. In these realms, respectively, from the Buddhas, Akshobhya, Ratnasambhava, Amoghasiddhi, Varochana, and the other Buddhas, may we request and receive empowerment, blessings, and vows. Having presented many offerings to them, may we return without difficulty in the evening to Dewa Chen. Potala and Changlo Chen, Nayab Ling and Ugyen Yul. In an infinite number of these Nimanakaya realms reside Chenrezig and Droma, Chana Dorje and Pema Jung, each one appearing in infinite numbers. Seeing them, May we present an ocean of offerings and request and receive empowerments and profound instructions. Then to our own place of Dewa Chen, may we return quickly without hindrance. With the divine eye, we can clearly see the friends, monks and teachers who remain in our old abode. May we guard, protect and bless them, and at their death, lead them here to Dewa Chen. One single day in Dewa Chen is equal to the duration of the present eon, known as the good. From Maitreya up to Rochana, when the Buddhas of this good eon come to this world, then may we arrive here miraculously, and, making offerings to these Buddhas, may we hear the holy Dharma from them. Then, once again, may we return without difficulty to the realm of Dewa Chen. Description of Dewa Chen. Buddhas are infinite in number, and they each have many Buddha realms. The good qualities of all these realms unite together as the one realm unique amongst all others. The excellent, unsurpassed realm of Dewa Chen. May we be born there. The surface of its jewel foundation is flat like the palm of the hand. Wide, vast and brightly shining, it is soft, subtle and responsive. May we be born there in that pleasant, gentle and spacious place. There are wish-granting trees made of many jewels that are adorned with leaves of silk and fruit of precious gems. They host many miraculous birds, singing sweetly, and their sound proclaims the profound and vast Dharma. May we be born in that very marvellous land. There are many rivers of fragrant water, having the eight good qualities, and bathing ponds of liberating elixir with steps and borders of the precious seven. These ponds have lotus flowers, sweet-smelling and fruit-bearing, which radiate countless rays of light, each adorned at its tip with miraculous Buddhas. May we be born in that very wonderful place. The sound of the eight difficult situations and the three lower realms does not reach there, to that realm untouched by the five afflicting poisons. Moreover, sickness, evil spirits, enemies, poverty, strife and all such sufferings are never even heard of there. May we be born in that realm of great joy. There are no women there, and no birth from a womb, as all are born within lotus flowers. There are no differences between bodies, and all are golden in colour, each adorned with a raised dome on the head, and all the other auspicious marks and signs. All have the five super knowledges and the five eyes. May we be born in that land of countless good qualities. In the self-arisen divine palaces, composed of diverse jewels, whatever wealth and luxury is wished for appears at the mere thought. Effort is not necessary, and whatever one needs or desires comes easily. Free from thinking, it is mine, or it is yours, and without grasping at entities, offering clouds of whatever is desired arise from the palm of one's hand. All beings there practice the unsurpassable Mahayana Dharma. May we be born in that realm, which is the source of all happiness. The pleasantly perfumed breeze rains down flowers. From all the trees, rivers and lotuses, fascinating forms, sounds, scents, tastes and textures arise constantly as vast offering clouds of all that is enjoyable. Although gender is absent, there are hosts of miraculous goddesses, offering goddesses proffering ceaseless delights. When one desires to sit, there are divine palaces of jewels, and when one wishes to sleep, there are excellent jeweled couches with much luxurious bedding, pillows and all that is required. When one wishes to hear the sound of birds, trees, rivers, music and so on, they proffer the sweet sound of Dharma. And when one does not wish this, then one's ears will hear no sound. The rivers and bathing pools of liberating elixir become hot or cold, according to one's desire. May we be born in that land where our wishes are always fulfilled. Our progress to enlightenment in Dewa Chen. In that realm, the perfect Buddha Amitabha will remain for countless eons without passing into nirvana. During that time, may we always accompany him. When Amitabha passes into peace, his doctrine will remain for as many eons as twice the number of grains of sand in the river Ganges. During that time, may we not be separated from his representative, Chenrezig, and may we hold firmly to this holy Dharma. This holy Dharma of Amitabha will wane at dusk one day, and at dawn the next day, Chenrezig will attain perfect Buddhahood as Buddha glorious from all rays of light, king of amassed splendor. From that time, may we meet and serve him and hear the holy Dharma. He will remain for a lifespan of an incredible number of eons. During that period, may we always accompany and serve him and keep to his holy Dharma without forgetting anything. After he passes into nirvana, his doctrine will remain for an immense number of eons. During that time, his Dharma will be held by Vajrapani. May we never be separated from him. Then, when Vajrapani gains Buddhahood as the Tathagata fully stable, king of amassed jewels and qualities, he will have a lifespan and doctrine equal to that of Chenrezig. May we always accompany this Buddha, and presenting offerings, may we keep his holy Dharma. Then, immediately at the end of our lives, may we gain unsurpassable perfect Buddhahood in that realm or in some other pure realm. Then, in the manner of Amitayus, as a consequence of our enlightenment, may all beings be ripened and liberated simply by hearing our name. With countless emanations, may we guide beings and benefit countless beings instantly and without effort. Tathagata, you who have immeasurable lifespan, merit, good qualities, original knowing and majesty, Dharmakaya Amitabha, limitless light, perfect one with life and original knowing beyond measure, whoever relies on your name, barring only the effects of the maturation of past karma, will gain protection from fire, water, poisons, weapons, cruel spirits, cannibal demons, and all that causes fear. Thus it is said in the sutra, I hold to your name and make obeisance, so please protect me from all fear and suffering. The blessing of felicity in everything pleasing, the blessing of gaining the Buddha's three modes, the blessing of the truth of the unchanging Dharma essence, and the blessing of the unwavering harmony of the Sangha. By these blessings, may this prayer of aspiration be accomplished. Obeisance to the three jewels. It is like this. What we have prayed for must be attained. Obeisance to the three jewels. Salutation to Manjushri. Salutation to the divine. Salutation to the glorious ultimate. So be it. If, after saying this, you make three prostrations, it will become equal to the performance of 100,000 prostrations. So it is said. It is best to make 100 prostrations, middling to do as many as possible, about 50, and minimal to do at least 7. As for reading the Dechen Monlam, it is best to practice it daily without interruptions, middling to practice for some months or years without break. As a minimum, when the opportunity arises, look in the western direction, and remembering the pure land of Dewa Chen, join your palms in devotion to Amitabha and recite with one-pointed faith. If you practice in any of these ways, then the difficulties of this life will be removed, and in the next life you will undoubtedly be born in Dewa Chen. This is the intention expressed in the Amitabha Sutra, Udu, the Kshetra Vibhu Sutra, Jinku, the Sadharma Pundarika Sutra, Pema Karpo, and the Chime Nagdra, and so on. This prayer was written by the bhikshu, Raga Asya. May it be the cause of many beings being born in Dewa Chen. The author of the De Chen Monlam, Chengme Ragya Asya, was the Dharma brother of the great guru, Rinzin Chenpo Pema Trinle, of our Jangtad lineage. When some Buddhist sects in Tibet brought in the Mongolian Chungkar and his army and won victory in central Tibet, they thought that to destroy other Buddhist lineages and to kill their gurus was a service to the Dharma. At that time, when Chungkar caught Rigsin Pema Trinle of Dorje Drak Monastery, he threw him in the river Brahmaputra. But he didn't die and floated up again. When Chungkar then asked him if there were any other lamas like him, he replied that there were none. Chungkar said he had heard of another great lama called Raga Asya, who was in the Chundu Shot about 3 miles from Dorje Drak Monastery. Then Pema Trinle saved his life by saying that although Raga Asya was a scholar, his feet were crippled, and so he couldn't do anything. Chungkar further asked him how he, Pema Trinle, could be killed. Pema Trinle replied that all his Dharma books should be put around his neck, and then he should be put in the water. They did this, and he was drowned. Seeing this, Chungkar believed that he was an honest man, and so did not bother to kill Ragya Asya. Ragya Asya heard of this, and adopted a limp, and thus has a connection with our Jangtar lineage. And so I made this translation with James Lowe. Siar Lama, 1976. Notes 1. The Lung, permission to read and study a tantric text which is given by having it explained fully, or at least read straight through once, by someone who has in turn previously received such permission, and so on, back through the lineage. 2. The 5 unlimited sins which come to immediate fruition at death and lead to birth in the hells are matricide, patricide, killing an arhat, causing a schism in the Sangha, and willfully causing a Tathagata to bleed. 3. The 18 factors of a precious human birth consist of 8 freedoms and 10 opportunities. The 8 freedoms are freedom from birth in the hells, as an insatiable ghost, as an animal, as a non-living god, in an uncivilized tribe, with wrong views, in a non-Buddhist land, and as a person with mental impairment. The 10 opportunities are 5 concerning oneself, having a perfect human body, living where Dharma is practiced, with all the 5 sense organs free of fault, innocent of the 5 boundless errors, and to have pure faith in the Dharma, along with the 5 opportunities dependent on others, that a perfect Buddha has arrived in this world and taught the Dharma which still remains, with practitioners engaged with it, and taught to disciples by compassionate gurus.
This text is from the book Longing for Limitless Light by C.R. Lama and James Lowe. Further notes and explanations of the text can be found in the book. Read by Wendy, April 2023.